It's a cold Monday night in Stockholm, Sweden, the kind locals say is very typical in December. But that hasn't stopped Swedish royalty from venturing from their homes. King Carl Gustaf XVI of Sweden and his wife Queen Silvia are presiding over the formal presentation of the Nobel Prize, as they do every year. This year, among the honorees is MU Professor Emeritus George Smith.
Well, I feel pleased, of course. Who wouldn't be pleased? You can see that the colleagues here and my family here are really delighted as well, and it's good to see everyone happy like that.
The Nobel Prizes are awarded each year for outstanding contributions to humanity in fields like chemistry, physics, physiology or medicine, and economics. Earlier Monday, in a separate ceremony, the Nobel Peace Prize was conferred in Oslo, Norway. Dr. Smith was recognized as a co-laureate of the Chemistry Prize for his work developing a technique called phage display, which takes advantage of the unique properties of certain viruses to help people understand and potentially develop treatments for medical ailments that may have been impossible with traditional techniques. In his lecture Saturday, Dr. Smith said he viewed the work as a group effort.
Actually, I think it may be a little doubtful that phage display was an invention. I know that it looks like that from the outside, but from the inside, from my point of view, phage display was a series of small incremental advances from the knowledge that I had that my science community had made available to me and that are the nutrients of my science community.
But Smith's wife, Marjorie Sable, herself a professor emerita at the MU School of Social Work, says his peers aren't the only ones worthy of credit.
Well, he is an extremely hard worker. He, you know, would always go back into the lab and work till late at night or go to bed early and wake up at the crack of dawn and go in. And he's just very precise. And I can see that, you know, he wouldn't just say, oh, this is probably okay, and say it's done and submit it. He really wants to make sure that everything is exact.
Others in Dr. Smith's field, including one of his co-laureates, Gregory Winter, have already expanded on his techniques and ideas, helping to create drugs like popular rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease drug adalimumab, better known as Humira. And during his talk Saturday, Winter said more than 60 other drugs based on phage display are still in clinical testing. After this honor, though, Smith says that his eyes are on his future and his legacy.
If you listen to or watch the presentation by Francis Arnold, one of the other chemistry laureates, certainly she and I have foremost in our work, at least, you know, for the latter parts of our careers, that we would like to do something that is useful for the world in general and make whatever pitiful contribution we can to that.
In Stockholm, with co-producers Meg Cunningham and Savannah Rudisell, I'm Nathan Lawrence. With Sir Gregory Winter.